With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Steve Witkoff, who is a special U.S. envoy, is telling CNN today that Russian leader Vladimir Putin agreed at his summit last week with President Trump to let the U.S. and the EU offer Ukraine a kind of security guarantee that's similar to, but not the same as, NATO's collective defense mandate. Said that Putin had never offered such a thing before. President Trump is taking a look at reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president said he's looking at the pros and cons of changing the way the federal government regulates marijuana.
I've heard great things having to do with medical, and I've had bad things having to do with just about everything else.
MAGA supporter and Trump ally Charlie Kirk opposes reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug, complaining that everything already smells like weed. He wrote online he hopes this doesn't happen. The president said he plans to decide in the coming weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president has also signed an executive order aimed at expanding the investment options available to 401k retirement plans. Economist Steve Moore applauds the move.
Right now, you're very restricted in your 401k and what you can invest in. And that's one of the reasons, you know, people who have alternative investments oftentimes do better because they have access to more investment opportunities. So if we can increase the return on people's 401k plans, I'm all for that.
He was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. Federal Reserve policymakers debating whether stubborn inflation or slower hiring is the bigger problem for the economy as they get ready for an annual conference in Jackson, Wyoming, and a big meeting in September. Weak job gains since April have led some officials to support a rate cut. Others are worried more about inflation. This is SRN News. A review by the AP shows that many of President Trump's nominees to the federal courts have been revealed to have pro-life views, been associated with pro-life groups, or defended pro-life laws. Some of the nominees have also helped defend their state's abortion restrictions in court, and some have been involved in cases with national impact, including on access to abortifacient drugs. While Mr. Trump disappointed some pro-lifers by saying that abortion should be left to the states, his judicial nominees will be in position to protect the unborn long after he is out of the White House. Religious freedom advocates warn that Muslim terrorists may soon be running a de facto country of their own in northern Nigeria. Deadly attacks on Christians have been taking place in the region for decades, but fighters from outside the country are moving in now, and the tempo of the attacks has increased. A report from International Christian Concern warns that local residents say, quote, the strategy appears aimed and exhausting the residents. This is SRN News. Well, the hot new thing this year at the Little League World Series is a bat that looks like sour gummy worms.
It's not an ice cream cone. It's not an Italian rainbow cookie. It's the baseball bat being used at the Little League World Series. Easton's 2026 Hypefire USA bat with the neon green grip and pink and neon yellow barrel is hard to miss at the plate, and the players love them. They get the bat when they first arrive at the Little League compound in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Manager Michael Shaw says he left it up to the players which bats they wanted to use. He says, in his words, you know, a great color for 12-year-old kids, sour gummy worms. Ron Taylor reporting.
Tristan Rogers, known for his role as Robert Scorpio on General Hospital, has passed away at the age of 79. Rogers first appeared on the show in 1980 and became a beloved character. Born in Melbourne, Australia, he initially pursued music before turning to acting and moving to L.A. This is SRN News.